listening to The American Journal with your hosts, Matt Weber and Reese Marrero.
Saxophone. We invoked Bill Clinton. Beautiful. So, you know, we're laughing around. We're having a good time. You know, Kamala a couple years ago was laughing around just joking with Ellen about killing Trump.
She was cackling around.
Right, right. And you know, the only reason I bring this up is because we were just talking about the assassination attempt, right?
Yes.
We were talking about conspiracy theories. We were talking about things. We were hypotheticalizing?
Yes.
Hypothizing? Hypothizing.
Hypothesizing.
Hypothesizing. Yeah, we're also synthesizing words up in here. And Kamala was really, really laughing about the prospect of killing Trump with Ellen. Let's take a watch.
If you had to be stuck in an elevator with either President Trump, Mike Pence, or Jeff Sessions, who would it be?
Does one of us have to come out alive?
I think we're going to need to check her details, her location deets. Where was she when Trump was shot at? Okay. Because
she's got some splaining to do.
She's got some splaining to do. I think so. Yeah, no, let's talk a little bit before we go out to calls here, just about the deluge, right? I think we're going to hit calls maybe in the next segment. We got 3 minutes to speculate about this. But I want to talk a little bit about the overwhelming amount of time that people who tune into left-wing media, right, how much time they've been exposed to negative coverage of Donald Trump. And this is a kind of a weird request for the crew who might be digging around. But there is a McBreen piece, an intro that we don't need to necessarily play it. If you guys find it before I'm done talking about it, you can put some B-roll up. But it's called Hollywood Message to Trump. Hollywood Message to Trump. And it was a piece that Darren McBreen made during the Trump administration that showed an overwhelming amount of celebrities and people who were in the in crowd in Hollywood, right? The same people who have flocked to Kamala to donate now that she is the presumptive nominee. They were talking about, you know, wanting to kill Trump. Whenever someone says the phrase, "I've been thinking an awful lot about," right, my mind immediately wanders to completing that phrase by saying, "I've been thinking a lot about blowing up the White House," because I watched Madonna say that 1,000 times. No joke. I have seen Madonna say, "I've been thinking an awful lot about blowing up the White House," like trying to make it cool. Right. Like it was actually a thing to resist that hard.
Well, the thing that's interesting about that is that statements like that are so typical of the leftist psychology, in that they'll just kind of, like, I don't know, daintily throw things out there, just kind of like, "Oh, I've been thinking a lot about." Right, and they'll just kind of do this very passive form of seeding ideas out into the population through media like that. Mm-hmm. It's very typical of leftist psychology to be not as direct, to go kind of go the more passive, less of aggressive route. I mean, what they're saying is very inflammatory.
No, it is metaphysically passive aggressive to float that out there. Even the sentiment that Trump is someone who deserves some type of punishment like that. And I get that the shoe is on the other foot when we're talking about lock her up, but there's a difference between lock her up and kill him. Right.
Exactly.
And, you know, for people who claim to be liberal, right, learned, people who understand things, right? Well, I'm a MAGA dude, and I understand that there is a phenomenon called small effects theory, right, where if you're broadcasting a message to 1,000 people, 999 people are going to get that message, but one person, it's just not going to click with them, and they're going to take it the wrong way.
Yep.
And that is the effect of this deluge, right, of Trump is Hitler from the left. That is what this is the effect of it. We're on the other side.
Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duher here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money completely. But because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
You're watching The American Journal with your hosts, Matt Weber and Reese Marrero.
All right, we are going out to calls here on The American Journal. I see a name that is a very unique name. Savox. Savox in Seattle. Savox, you are now live with the man, the myth, and the legend, Reese Marrero.
And Matt Weber.
Yes, guys. So when you watch the video of Biden at the Oval Office, now if you zoom in to his face, but close enough where you can see his shoulders, there are, I found three anomalies, like if he was in front of a green screen. Mm. And if you look at his left side, when he moves around, right on that window, there's like a little glitch going on that once you see it, you cannot see it.
Savox, if I may, I think I know what you're talking about. Are you talking about his left shoulder?
Yes.
Yeah, so people have actually looked at that, and that is actually the reflection of the teleprompter in the window pane behind him.
Yeah.
Because the teleprompter is so
there's
huge.
Two more.
Right, okay.
There are two
fair
more.
Enough,
there, there's okay. one. He's There's one seen. Above his head on his right side that is barely noticeable when he moves a little bit. There's like a dark shadow that all of a sudden appears as well. On his right side, the frame of the window, that little corner by his neck, he kind of glitches too as well, but it's barely noticeable. Just go back and forward if you want at some point, and then you'll see what I'm talking about. But that's what I thought it was, you know, like.
You know, Savox, and so let's maybe delve a little bit deeper into the implications of using a green screen versus actually taping in the Oval Office, right? What do you think the reason would be? And do you just see that as something nefarious, the use of a green screen over perhaps taping in the Oval Office? Does that indicate something to you?
Perhaps that he wasn't at the Oval Office. Mm. Maybe he was taping somewhere else, or maybe they have him in captivity somewhere else. I don't know. It just captured my mind because I couldn't sleep last night just thinking about it, and I couldn't find anybody else talking about it. But that was my take on it.
Outside of the teleprompter, which I think we've correctly identified, right, the anomaly that you saw there, you know, if you were to take a look at what was happening on the other shoulder, we could attribute that to a couple of things. Perhaps it's artifacts that get kind of baked into a video signal as it's encoded, right, and compressed, sent out to the internet, right? He was streaming, and again, there were hundreds of people watching, right? So, you know, that could have really overloaded the servers, right? And there is that aspect of it. But, you know, in my mind, if we're talking, you know, gold jacket, green jacket, you know, I don't know who really cares. But, you know, whether or not it was in the Oval Office doesn't bother me too much. It's, again, a little bit of this idea of the reason why time shifting to me, like the ordeal with his watch not being right, this displays the mental fitness of Joe Biden. Right? Is he fit enough to stay up past 8 p.m.? Is he fit enough to fulfill his duties as president of the United States? And ultimately, right? If he really does want to do good by this country, I think he would step down. Despite the fact that I know Kamala Harris sucks, I would not want her as president, right? I don't really want her to be the first female president of the United States. I think that that should be for a more respectable person, right? I just think that it would totally suck, you know, in 100 years to have $100 or like some type of bill with Kamala's face on it, because then we got to look at her dumbass smile forever, right? Like that would totally suck. I couldn't say one way or the other, you know, if I care, right, if it was filmed in the Oval Office or not, right?
Yeah, and you're right. And thanks for your opinion, because it was just, you know, my first thought. But now that you mentioned that, yeah, it might be something else, or it doesn't matter.
Right. But we're glad that you brought it up, because if you were thinking about it, it means that 1,000 people who are listening right now who didn't call in about it were probably thinking the same thing. You know, so Savox, thanks for giving us a call. We're going to go ahead and move on to Marcus from Texas. Marcus, is that multiple Marci? Marci? Marci is singular for Marcus, right?
Yes.
Marcus, you are on the air.
It's actually Mir.
Mir. Okay.
It's kind of like...
I can vibe with that. Marcus, what are your pronouns?
Mice and mouse. It's just a complete change. You should change the word completely. But listen to this. There is potentially an anomaly with his hands. Just watch his hands as much as you can. When he touches the tips, when the tips of his fingers touch together, it seems like I was seeing, and I could be wrong, like that his hands were digital and that there was no skin making contact with skin. It just looked like there was a gap still between his fingertips as they were touching. Mm.
Again,
I'm thinking along the lines of a deep fake. And there was stuff with his mouth too, but that's just Joe Biden's weird anyway. So I don't even want to go there. But
honestly, you know, like as a reptile who wears like a skin suit, I think he's pulling it off very well. Honestly,
gotta give him some credit.
Like seriously,
come on, man.
Come on, man.
we could maybe attribute that again to how this video was encoded. Sometimes, again, computers are looking for things like repeating pixels so that they can save space in a video data stream. But wow, the way that he slowly crosses the fingers like that. Ooh. Those are the hands of a man who diddles. Okay. Old sausage fingers up there. I am almost about to vow off of crossing my fingers ever again because Joe Biden did it and it was so creepy. I cannot do this. Despite how much I love the movie Tenet, right? Tenet?
No, nobody saw that except for you.
Oh my God. I've watched it 500 times and I still can't figure out the physics.
Well,
David Wilcock.
I just find it interesting, this debate on whether Joe Biden's address like last night was deep faked or not. I don't think it actually was. I kind of fall into that camp personally. Mm-hmm. I know that the models exist out there for AI, they're way, way more, in case the audience doesn't understand this yet, but the models available to the general public are decades, and I use that word very specifically, decades behind what they actually have. So I do allow for the fact that extremely sophisticated visual AI, like video AI, exists that would be able to pull off a very, very convincing presentation, way more convincing than what you can get with Runway or DALL-E or whatever.
Right. But notice, just to add to what you're saying, that publicly available AI models will no longer feature faces or depictions of people who are in politics, right? It's a violation in a lot of
cases.
But if you have the OG model, right, where you can train it on their faces, and there's no inhibition for the AI to say no, right? What you could come up with, but go on. You're saying it's
That's very true. I make a lot of thumbnails here at InfoWars, and I do actually use AI in a lot of time. I know,
Reese,
shocker.
Reese, we make art here.
Yeah. AI is real art.
Okay.
No, it's agreed. There's a debate there, but that's for another time. I make a lot of thumbnails, and I've actually run into that roadblock several times when I want to actually just find a picture of Trump or Biden or Kamala. Actually, just yesterday, I was trying to make a thumbnail involving Kamala, and I was using Midjourney, and it doesn't let you do that. They actually rolled out a policy where they don't allow public figures in politics in this upcoming election to be featured in any images whatsoever. So there's a lot of restrictions on that. But to wrap up my point, though, I acknowledge that extremely sophisticated video AI exists. However, I just don't see, just kind of from like a strategy standpoint from the Democrats right now, I don't see the utility in using a Biden AI last night. There's just so much risk involved.
Yeah, the AI was ridiculously accurate because that speech, he was still stumbling through his words.
Right. So it's like
worse than us.
What's the utility?
And we're not even trained.
Right. So like what's the utility in making the AI deliberately like kind of like semi stroked out and slurring and just kind of like spaced out? Like you'd think they would want to use the AI to clean up his image, to make his presentation just a little bit more better. But I don't know. I just fall into the camp of it wasn't AI. They actually rolled him out for one final hurrah. They took it to 11 with the baby blood, the firstborn baby blood, and just had one little last hurrah. And this was the best, actually, since we know it was recorded, this was the best take that they could come up with.
Yeah, agreed.
And that's what we're seeing. And it's sad.
Notice the speech was roughly 10 minutes, right? We didn't get through all of it when we played it earlier, but there's no need. Right?
No need. I mean,
no one's saying that. No poll says that.
Am I having a stroke? Are you having a stroke? Did we all hear that? Are we collectively having a mass stroke on air? Come have a stroke with us at Infowars.com, band.video.
We're
hearing the voices.
But yeah, no, Marcus, great points, man. I think.
Love that you're questioning.
Yeah.
We love that.
We want that, mm-hmm. especially now.
So, yes, you do.
David Wilcock. That is all else I need to say.
I'm sorry. Tell us who David Wilcock is. I'm so sorry. I'm not up to speed.
Let me please. Okay. David Wilcock.
The DW.
I can make it. Yeah. The old DW. ODW. He's the white Billy Carson. If to make it super simple.
Mm.
And he, as a matter of fact, Billy Carson would tell you himself, David Wilcock, you need to have him on. He's like the next puzzle piece to the whole, like, consciousness. Like, people that are not quite in InfoWars yet are with David Wilcock. Mm. But David Wilcock is talking about Alex all the time. Like, and he's like, you know, he hasn't had me on yet, but, you know, what, it's going to happen. And I'm like, dude, this is going to happen. So just, I need to say his name on here. Y'all heard it now. Just do some David Wilcock dives. Promise you'll be
okay. Yeah,
it's gonna
yeah.
happen. I feel like it's out of my control at this point. It's gonna happen. He's gonna be on the show. That's how I feel.
Always love the recommendations that people bring to the show, and we are going to. We've got his. It looks like X account on screen.
YouTube's.
Here we go. I'm sorry. We got a
all of his live streams. I mean, he streams for 4 hours at a time. And just goes in on every everything that y'all talk about, but from his perspective. And he often references Shadow of Ezra,
which the best-selling author. I'm just looking at his bio. It looks like he's a best-selling author. Yeah.
I'm really excited to look into him. Do you understand what I'm saying? David Wilcock now.
Mm-hmm.
So just watch out for this boy. He is the truth.
Beautiful teeth. Beautiful set of teeth he's got.
Edgar Casey reincarnated is also what he believes.
Interesting. All right, Marcus. Well, thanks for giving us a call. We are going to move on to another couple calls. Let's see here. We got William in Dallas. William wants to call about the fakery, and he wants to ask about trivia questions. I need to look at the trivia questions first before I ask any questions. I feel really bad, really guilty about asking trivia questions I don't necessarily know the answer to. Does that make me dumb? The secret. William in Dallas, you are online with Reese Marrero and myself, Matt Weber.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. InfoWars Live. Let's go. Oh, yeah. Well, I just want to talk about my first political membership was, what's his name, that climate change guy running, guy that has a bunch of blood on his plane. What's that guy's name? Anyways, all I could notice was he was wearing lipstick, and it was like in elementary school. Seeing those politicians, men wearing lipstick and all that makeup, I was like, man, this is fake for real. So really, you know, grew up conservative, so kind of had those conservative ideas. But as you get into high school, you know, a lot of people get more liberal and whatnot. But once you start paying taxes and stuff, you start getting more conservative.
That is definitely a truth. That is one hell of a truth. You know, everything is sunshine and rainbows, and you think you know what you know, but you don't until you get out of college and really start, you know, kind of doing your thing or get into the real world, start paying your own bills, realize how much you're being taxed. Then you look at what the tax money is going towards, and you say, hold on. We're not making super soldiers out of shrimp, okay?
No.
No matter how inspiring that little shrimp is that runs on the treadmill, he does not deserve $1 million. Not today.
Right. Well, you know, there's so many carrots that they dangle, whether it's going to be legalizing it or paying off your student debt. Then they dangle these carrots, but that's exactly what you do when you're dangling a carrot. You're never going to get it.
That is a great piece of wisdom right there. Like, how many years has cancel the student debt been a thing, right? My lifetime. I've heard people talking about canceling student debt since before I was in school, right?
Yeah, I remember when I was really young, Barack Obama was making a big point. They were trying to sell this way back when, and Barack was like, Michelle and I just paid off our student loans. And like he's
at an insanely low interest rate, most likely.
Yeah. And I that was when they were starting to seed that talking point for the Democratic Party. And it's just been nonstop ever since.
Right. And so many student loan programs are just so forgiving in the sense that, A, it's a very low interest rate typically. Now, I don't know if it's changed since I got out of school in 2012, but I was able to pay off student loans that I had, you know, by moving back in with my folks. And, you know, there's a stigma that's attached to that.
Shouldn't be, honestly. Right, but I've done the same thing.
You know, at the end of the day, you know, I take a look. My sister is doing really well for herself, right? And she still has student loan debt, but she tells me it's not a big concern of hers because she still is not paying very much interest on that. And it's just something that she makes payments on. And yeah. She got a real degree. She didn't go into TV production.
Oof.
Yeah, go to Full Sail. Hey, if you take one thing away from this show and you were thinking about getting into media, go to Full Sail University. Also, I work at Full Sail University.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. You're a professor?
Yeah. No, just a...
You're an RA?
I'm an advisor.
Okay.
I'd be the worst RA ever.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
All right. Well, William, thanks for giving us a call. We are moving on to Jake in Ohio. Jake, you got a question for us. Could RICO changes apply to the Trump assassination? Explain a little bit about these RICO charges and how they could alter Jake in Ohio. Jake's on. In Ohio, you just wait 1 second. We're going to take your call live in just a second. Jake's on in Ohio. Go for it.
Well, my question was if the RICO could be applied, you know, because so you got the Democrat Party donors, you know, writing the talking points, and they pass them down to the mainstream news media, and then they give those to the news anchors, and they inform the street muscle.
Mm.
So is that like the hierarchy of the mob, or, you know, can that be applied? Or they've even gone as far as saying, you know, let's put a bullet, you know, the Democratic donors need to put a bullet in this guy. What about conspiracy to commit murder?
Mm. Now, that may be a novel legal approach, but you're making sense to me.
But, I mean, even if it is novel, it's a way to, you know, put them on their heel. Make them put them on defense instead of constantly being on offense.
I like that we're getting to the crux of the call now. Republicans taking the offense, right? And maybe that's a little bit of it, right? It seems as if the Democrats typically lead with the attacks, right? And as Trump supporters, oh my goodness, right? If we were to talk about the Trump administration, I again, the multiple things I think about at night, right? Aside from a second shooter, right? I was thinking a little bit about information streams of information that people consume, right? It's like at the end of the Trump administration, the fatigue of the TDS was setting in with me. Right. Just because, you know, time and time again, right, I felt personally attached to Donald Trump, right, as someone who worked at InfoWars. And I felt that way because a lot of times it's like Trump would be attacked in the media for something that he did or didn't do, right? He didn't do it and they made it up, or he did do something, but then they misinterpreted it, right? And that led me to a place where I felt like I was constantly defending him. Right. And that made it really difficult for, you know, I think a lot of Trump supporters to really stay stalwart. Right. And despite the fact that, you know, it's a famous hammer brand and everything like that, it's difficult to just keep nailing things into place. Right. I guess the point that I'm making is that TDS exists on both sides, right? We were getting fatigued having to defend him a whole bunch. The Democrats, you know, just were going ham. And a lot of the people who turned out to vote for Biden, I don't think that they actually liked Biden. I don't think that they really paid attention to him. I don't think that he ran a campaign that was remarkable in any way, shape, or form. I think that what happened was people who consume content, whether fictional or nonfiction, right? If it comes from an outlet that's left leaning, meaning any major Hollywood outlet or any liberal news network, anything that leans right of like the Daily Wire, right, or something like that. I don't know. Maybe they think that's far right, but they are pretty, you know, pretty neutral, right? Their hot takes are, you know, usually pretty vanilla. What I'm getting at is that those people were inundated, right, with all of this Trump is bad, right? It went into their escape shows, right? The shows that they go to escape reality, right? They could no longer escape reality because Trump was there 24/7, just living rent-free in their heads. And when you take a look at that, right, a lot of people are saying, well, I'm frustrated with Trump. Well, what are you frustrated with Trump about, right? Oh, he said bad thing. Oh, yeah, but the economy is doing gangbusters. Like, we're nailing it right now. And you're upset with that. And so you're going to go vote for the other guy because you're just sick of seeing Trump in the headlines. You're sick of seeing Trump on the shows. And they're getting, you know, we take a look at, we understand how much media people are consuming a day. It's an unhealthy amount, no matter what side of the news that you look at, right? We are so tuned in to this view of the world where if it bleeds, it leads, right? It needs to be sensational to catch our attention. And we just get an unending feed of these stories and hot takes all day, every day, right? And so I agree with you on that, right? I'm sorry. Well, I just went into a tangent out of left field, Jake. I'm sorry. I went everywhere and anywhere with you. Jake, stay on the line. We'll wrap up with your call here, and we'll get Reese's thoughts on whether or not this we can make a RICO case out of this on the other side here. Tune into the American Journal. If you tune out, there's one place you can go. It's InfoWarsStore.com.
That's right.
That's where I'd go.
This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
I have to say that I don't see a big solution other than some sort of mandatory vaccination. I know federal officials don't like to use that term.
Once people feel empowered and protected legally, you are going to have schools, universities, and colleges are going to say, you want to come to this college, buddy? You're going to get vaccinated. Lady, you're going to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Big corporations like Amazon and Facebook and all of those others are going to say, you want to work for us, you get vaccinated. And it's been proven that when you make it difficult for people in their lives, they lose their ideological bullshit and they get vaccinated.
So he's talking about making things more difficult. You know, if you want to get into college, if you want to do anything, right, you just get vaxxed and you can do whatever you want. Now, let's apply that to the economy and what we've talked about numerous times about central bank digital currency. If you want Social Security, well, you better have their digital system with the FedNow app or whatever, right? It's like, how many people are going to say, I don't know about this. Maybe it's the mark of the beast. Maybe it is intrusion on my bank account. Maybe it's this.
But I need my paycheck.
But I need my paycheck. Right, you make it really, really difficult to say no, and you're going to have a lot of the population that complies. Just like with pandemics, just like with the economy, just like with the banks. And so this is the world that we're entering into. But if you're an investor, your goal should be to buy low, sell high, maximize your profits, and that's what we do. And we'll hold your hand through the economy. We'll let you know when it's time to buy, sell, reallocate, do whatever needs to be done. So you don't have to watch those like a hawk. And so, because we do. And now you can do that with an IRA. You can do that with a non-IRA. You can do that with your cash accounts, brokerage accounts. You can take delivery of it at home, or you can have it stored. So many options. And we can't use a cookie cutter approach, Alex, because everybody's different. Everybody has a different need. Is it growth or is it income? Are you close to retirement? Are you young? And that's why we spend so much time educating our clients.
And it's on simple. Boom. They call. Sense. They get a consultation, they talk to you, and you guys want a long-term relationship, and then boom, you deliver it to them or to a repository where they want to have this stored. It's so simple. You're the place to go. Everybody should give you guys a call or send an email right now at kepm.com/go with your name and number, your info, when you want to talk to them, what the best times are. kepm.com/gold. Send them the email. But even better than that, call, leave your number, give them your number, make the connection. Don't wait. I mean, it's such a simple move to make. And I only promote what I really feel good about. kepm.com/gold or call 720-605-3900.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your hosts, Matt Weber and Reese Marrero.
That's right, I'm Reese Marrero, and next to me is Matt Weber. Just kidding. It's not a Freaky Friday. It is a Thurgood Thursday, and we are talking with Jake from the OH. Jake, when I say you're from the OH, what do you say?
I-O.
There we go. We know that he's a native. We know that Jake is on the level. Confirmed. Okay, Jake, so other
side...
Well,
my point being is... Okay, hold on. RICO is... Racketeering influence, corrupt organization. So, if you have a mob boss giving an order to underlings, that is the same thing as the Democratic Party writing the talking points and passing them down to their underlings. I mean, it's kind of cut and dry in my eyes, but I'm not a legal scholar. You know,
neither are we. We're just two guys in suits.
We're just two men.
Right.
Two good-looking guys. Three good-looking guys.
But.
Well, no,
Am I onto something? I mean, they even said, you know, put a bullet in him. I mean, who wrote that? Because it certainly wasn't that guy on the television just saying that.
And that's
somebody wrote that, told him to say that.
You know, and so I think what we're delving into too is a lot of what is unwritten, right? A lot of the messages that they signal, you know, for all of the crap that the Democrats, you know, pile on to the Republicans for dog whistle this, dog whistle that. They've got dog whistles in both hands, okay? Let's not kid around. So, Jake, we're right there with you. We're going to be following this, you know, and see where it goes as new information is revealed. Thanks, as always, for giving us a call from the OH. We are moving on to Andrew from New Jersey. Andrew, you are on the air. You've been on hold for a little while. You want to talk about Judge Brown, a judge, got a statements on Kamala. Give me these hot takes here.
How's it going? And I'm a fellow television and film production major.
But, awesome. We might be hiring soon.
Good. I want to move, too, out of New Jersey to Texas.
What are you talking about? New Jersey is a beautiful state. Do you have a backyard garden?
It is. Oh, totally. It's really kicking in with all the humidity and the rain this time of year.
Oh, I bet.
And
do you have some cherries this year?
So the deers, what's that?
Do you have cherries? Are you growing? I know New Jersey is a great place to grow cherries.
I don't, but I love the cherry blossom festivals.
Oh, and, what do you know about the cherry blossom festivals? Have you ever been to Traverse City?
And it goes through four towns in New Jersey, Newark, Belleville. It's like a 4-mile strip of cherry trees, unbroken, and forsythias, yellow, you know, in the springtime, and old growth cherry, you know, bigger cherry trees, doubles. There's a walking path, like an old bridge. So if you go to that higher level, they're underneath you and around you. But
that,
it's pretty
that is
stunning.
Real beauty right
but
there.
But I want to
huh?
say, no, totally. Television production, it's better major than lesbian dance theory. Paul Joseph Watson did a story on that. But I want to say with Judge Brown that the antithesis of America, I would say, is what Martin Luther King taught. Judge by the content of your character, not the color of your skin. Mm. So Biden specifically chose someone not by their ability or the content. They said, choose a woman, and they pressured, no, choose a black woman. So he purposely went against what Martin Luther King taught, and he picked someone based on their identity.
Well, that wasn't the first time he went against Martin Luther King, huh?
You're right.
No.
And he went against school choice, too, and said the racial jungle. Comments and busing, you know, I mean, busing and
dropped a couple of N bombs on the way.
Totally.
Yeah, Joe Biden talking like he's black.
That was offensive, you know, like that.
Seriously,
he would hold up like having affirmative action as America when it's the opposite. America is the melting pot where people all come together, and if there's discrimination, you fight against the discrimination. You don't have quotas and a different type of discrimination. So that was like, I thought personally that really stood out. And of course, the Star Wars, when he's talking about divisive, he gave that speech with the red background. It reminded me of the Supreme Leader in The Last Jedi, like with the red and the soldiers behind. So he's totally divisive and the border lies. But that just a few, you know, things that jumped out. But I just want to say thanks for taking the call.
No. Thank you for giving us a call.
I think what you said there is very key, and it's something that we've all been able to observe, especially since politics heated up in the 2015-2016 era with liberals in particular, in that the liberal strategy of doing things is they only see reality through the lens of power acquisition. And when you see reality through that lens, you especially with mass media being what it is and being able to spin things and just create narratives out of thin air, what they've been doing for, gosh, almost 10 years very intensely is basically weaponizing, not necessarily weakness per se, but they take these minority groups and then they weaponize them by spinning up these narratives that they need all this extra help and this and that about them. And then they use that as a club by which to beat their opposition. They go, oh, you're uncaring, you're unsympathetic if you don't fall in with the plight of these people. And they just use people for the sake of power acquisition. And so it just blows my mind that more people don't understand this, especially now in the year 2024, after we've had, like I said, a whole decade of witnessing how they do business, the leftists and the Democrats. It's exactly what you said. It's like, we're not judging people, or at least leftists don't seem to judge people by the content of their character. They only go off of their immutable characteristics. And I think that is seriously one of the most cheap things you could reduce someone to. It's so cheap, but again, it's a very Luciferian lens to view reality. It's power and power only. Whereas, you know, conservatives traditionally are beholden to a higher power, where we don't see things through only power. You know, we judge people by the content of their character. It's, you know, the fruits of your labor. What are your fruits? Are you producing anything? And are you friendly? Are you good? Do you have love in your heart? It's just so black and white, honestly, Andrew. And it's
very black and white.
That was not intentional. But it's like, what I mean by that is, like, now it's just so obvious. It's like, you either align with people who, you know, are in alignment with MLK's message, or you're not. And I mean, I don't know. Do you think it's kind of just, we're past the point where we can make more people see? It's just so obvious now. I'm in disbelief that more people don't see it.
You know, the emperor, right, in Dune, right, his miscalculation was always looking at relationships through the calculus of power. Right.
Yeah.
When we take a look at Joe Biden selecting Kamala as his VP, she was one of the worst polling candidates in the field. Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think actually it is worth our time to revisit clip number 9, a clip that we had played a little bit earlier. Let's take a watch at clip number 9.
To me, the values of diversity, equality, inclusion are literally, and that's not kidding, the core strengths of America. That's why I'm proud to have the most diverse administration in history. It taps into the full talents of our country. And it starts at the top with the vice president.
Diverse in what way? Because I'm pretty sure you guys all have the same IQ, and it's super low. Okay. He's talking about superficial diversity. He's not talking about where diversity can actually be a strength, like diversity of thought. Right. When you get people in a room who are brainstorming, who come from different backgrounds, right, that influences certain things. I get that. I don't get me wrong. I'm not overlooking that. What I'm saying is that superficial diversity, right, for the merit of that in and of itself, the fact that on camera she looks like a black person, right, that is wrong. And I think everyone agrees with that. We can get more into this topic and delve a little bit deeper into the crux of the argument there on the other side. Again, Matt Weber to my right, and I am Reese Marrero. We're here, InfoWars, for your entertainment and pleasure.
Freaky Friday came out.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids. So we're fed. You can get it from beet powder and other things. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. It's a natural blood pressure. In fact, I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
That was Dr. Judy Mikovits, top research scientist, without me even asking her, telling everybody how incredible this product is. And it's finally back in stock. Nitric Boost is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it doesn't just have the vasodilation opening up your arteries and your veins to clean things out. It does so many incredible things. God gave us this compound. So many of the big things you see out there promoted in the media are based on the natural ingredients that are already in this product. So get your amazing Nitric Boost today at InfoWarsStore.com. You need to experience the health, the vitality, the stamina, the libido, everything that comes with Nitric Boost. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes.
Well, I'm not a scientist like you. What do these compounds do creating nitrous oxide? What does it do?
It relaxes the vasculature. So the clot will go through and not restrict. It allows it to relax. It lowers the blood pressure. Has the toxic synthetic lipid nanoparticles similar to the one in the COVID shot. Prior to the COVID shot, the deadliest vaccine, we saw athletes dropping dead on the field, passing out, falling down, all the things.
Yeah, why is it particularly the athletes?
Because they operate at oxygen max, capacity max. They're operating at such a high level in their mitochondria. This is an energy production, oxygen necessary disease.
So they create, that's what they're finding. They turbocharge the blood clots.
Yep. And ischemia, lack of oxygen. So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new products, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Nitric Boost, exclusively available, 40% off right now, in stock, ready to ship. Nitric Boost, InfoWarsStore.com. Try it, support the InfoWar. It's a 360 win.
First off, Matt Weber filling in for Harrison Smith, and ultimately we're filling in for Chase Geyser. I mean, there's like a whole line of succession that we have blown through, right?
Yes,
and
we're
I am blessed to be accompanied in studio by Rhys Marrero, and he is the editor of the American Journal and sometimes the Alex Jones Show. Yes, yes. You've definitely witnessed his work. Let's just say that if you're watching now, you've seen what he's been putting down. And you know what? Rhys here, is an employee of this fine institution, InfoWars, that is funded by you. And so for a mere product a month, you could buy one product a month. Okay. You could sponsor a Rhys Marrero and, guys play,
in the arms of an angel.
In the arms of an angel. Just production notes. Don't mind.
I need to up the puppy dog eyes.
The price of one discounted supplement a month that you're already going to take, that you've been thinking about trying for years and years, you...
There it is.
Sponsor a Rhys today. And not just this Rhys. Maybe a Greg Rhys. Maybe this is not the Rhys you wanted to sponsor, but you could adopt a Rhys today by going to InfoWarsStore.com. And we're joking around, but you know what? It is seriously getting hot in here. And let me tell you, the thermostat is on like 76 degrees, and we've set it down lower, but it will not go lower. Why? Because we're having trouble paying the bills here. Why? Because there's a judgment hanging over us. How big? $1.5 billion worth of judgment.
You have to say it like this.
Oh, yes. $1.5 billion. worth of judgment hanging over us. And we're joking about this, but I mean, what can you do but laugh in the face of your impending doom? Right? We don't take death seriously because we believe in the afterlife. We know that it's just the beginning. And you know what? You can shut InfoWars down, but you're never going to stop us. I was about to swear, but I resisted the putter throw.
It's a family show.
I've got enough street cred for the both of us. Mm-hmm. And
it's pulling its weight today.
Thank you.
I feel it. I think we can all feel it.
Speaking of weight that we can feel, we got a corny weirdo in North Carolina wants to talk about meat is back on the menu, is what I hear. Corny weirdo, what do you got for us? Because this seems like it's a little far out.
Yes, thank you, gentlemen. No, this is real news coming out of Israel. Dr. Nitzan Gonen, an Israeli scientist, has produced genitals from cells extracted from mice.
Did he circumcise it?
These are real. I don't know, but these are real male genitals. And here's the thing. She has said that within 5 years, she'll be able to produce human genitals that can actually produce sperm. So
nice.
In a related story, this is incredible news for liberal guys like Destiny and the Krasenstein brothers. So big day for them.
Big day for them. Big day for them. Well, they can now get a very flesh-like apparatus, phallic apparatus.
Well, when we tell them to grow some balls, it's no longer an insult, but a reality now. Is that what you're saying?
Also,
that's exactly what I'm saying. Bingo.
Also, corny weirdo, now that we're talking about really the anatomy and thinking about it, you know, I saw this meme talking about the different generational divide, and it's like Gen X, like, I cannot believe that, like, I did my hair that way, and, like, millennials are like, oh my gosh, like, I can't believe that, like, I was goth emo, and then, like, you know, the Zoomers are like, I can't believe I cut my dick off. I mean, it's like, oh, that slaps, right? But for the wrong reasons. And so, you know, this is like an undo button for the whole rhinoplasty. That's what they called it on South Park, and that's the only way I will choose to acknowledge it.
Yeah, so I actually read this article the other day. I just forgot to print it out, but I saw the same thing. And I don't know, man. This is very concerning.
Wait, are you telling me you saw this the other day and you failed to bring this to my attention?
Yes. I didn't have the balls to print it out.
Good Lord. Well, now you will.
This is very concerning. And it will be very interesting. So we joke about the whole trans, like control Z for trans kind of thing, just to kind of give these people an extra shot. But I think that I have to wonder...
You like PCs over Macs.
I have to wonder if this will be used as a possible solution for the fertility crisis that's pervading right now, because that is something that keeps me up at night. Mm-hmm. It really is concerning. If you just look into this is a whole rabbit hole in of itself. There's so many vectors affecting the male fertility crisis in particular. But sperm counts falling, you could see this on graphs where it's just so obvious. We are basically careening towards a reality not unsimilar from Children of Men, that documentary. Well,
it will be.
Freudian slip. I mean, it's about to be a documentary.
It's a documentary to Reese.
Yeah.
He's from the future.
It's real to me. No, but it's we're headed towards that reality quicker than we think. And I have to wonder if this body of research is being done to possibly remedy that, because what they also found, actually, and I really wish I printed this out as well, was they have found that in the testes of mice and also humans, men, they found microplastics in every single sample. So they had like 40 or 50 samples, and they didn't expect to find this. But they found microplastics in every single one. And that's very telling. That's actually way worse than you think. Microplastics are another very serious vector for the fertility crisis. And they have found microplastics in the most remote areas of the world. I don't know if you know about this, Matt, but they found microplastics in Antarctica. They found it at the highest peaks in the Swiss Alps. they found it right. in places where you would never even, where people haven't even really set foot before.
So it's
everywhere.
And so the reason is, it's funny that you say that. I was listening to Annie Jacobson's book about the space race, essentially, not the space race, but DARPA, Pentagon's brain. And they are talking about getting pilots to 90,000 feet with the Oxcart program. And they talk about all the little phenomenon that aerospace surgeons are trying to figure out whether or not, like, is it the pilot being delusional at 90,000 feet because of lacks of oxygen, or are these, they're different phenomena? And these pilots would report that, like, all these little specks would start going up into their vision. And what they deduced was that it's actually dead bugs, right, in the upper atmosphere, and their mass is so light that they are perpetually kept up in the upper atmosphere, right? The carcasses of dead bugs have been swept up by updrafts and things like that. Oh. And so that's actually, in my mind, how these microplastics are getting around the planet, right? At a certain point, right, when they become microplastics, right, they're broken down small enough to where they're easily picked up by the wind, right? And then they're rained down on terrain when they become condensation nuclei that interface with clouds and create rain, right? Incidentally, right, I'm sure. But in other ways, right, there are microplastics now floating all around the planet, right? And the biggest part, right, we were talking about the fact that there are plastics in testicles, right, which is alarming in and of itself. But plastics in the body are enough to disrupt the endocrine system, right, to disrupt
hormones.
Your hormones.
It all comes down to hormones.
And so, again, if we were to take anything away from this conversation, if there's anything that listeners could take away from this conversation, there are a few very small habits that people can make to really start eliminating plastics from their body. Number one, instead of having a plastic water bottle every time you go to drink bottled water, try to fill, you know, with filtered water. We sell filtered water, right? You could use glass, you could use an aluminum container, but try not to use a plastic container, even if it's a reusable plastic container, because those still have PFOAs, PFAS, other types of things other than BPA that end up in your system. We understand, you know, what plastic is and what it does to the body. And again, so replacing your drinking gourd, replacing the underwear that you use, having cotton underwear rather than stretchy. We are at a place, if we're, you know, on the other side, we are going to talk about what is wrong with this country. And number one thing that's wrong with this country, stretchy everything. I don't know if you guys have been clothing shopping lately. Everything is stretchy nowadays. It's not right. America, when did we get so soft? Okay. More on that on the other side.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting rabbit hole to go down, and it's one that I think a lot more people need to be paying attention to, and I'm excited to get into that on the other side.
I already said more on the other side.
Yeah, well, we're doubling up.
This is what you guys get.
We're doubling up.
Don't go to InfoWarsStore.com. You get us, okay? Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and do you hear that, folks? That is the sound of an empty bottle. It is impossible for us to keep a full bottle of this product around at the headquarters here at InfoWars because everybody understands and loves how powerful Nitric Boost is. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, enhanced cardiovascular health. We know that heart disease is one of the leading causes of death in the United States of America. We know that there have been increased reports of things like myocarditis, heart attacks, strokes, heart disease throughout the last several years especially, and that's why Nitric Boost is one of the most important products that you can get at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Now, it's not only going to help you with cardiovascular health, but it also helps with things like enhanced vitality and muscle recovery. So if you need more vitality in order to accomplish your goals at the gym, or if you simply just want more vitality throughout the day as a hardworking American, this Nitric Boost from InfoWarsStore.com is an absolutely amazing choice. Obviously, muscle recovery is incredibly important for anybody trying to reach goals at the gym. So please consider getting
Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you shouldn't only be getting this product just because you want to improve your cardiovascular health or just because you want to experience enhanced vitality or better muscle recovery, but you should be getting this product, Nitric Boost, at InfoWarsStore.com because it helps keep InfoWars on the air. Our bodies and our minds and our country and our species itself is under attack by transhumanists, globalists, and the New World Order who want to subjugate your mind and subjugate the entire human population. So we need to keep InfoWars on the air, especially this year as our country faces the most important election of all time coming right up. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost, not only for the benefit of your own health, but for the benefit of humanity itself and to keep InfoWars on the air. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost and be the reason we are still on the air.